It's the enjoyable, adoptable, adorable pet of the week. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here. Thanks for coming in, Robin.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Franzman. And thanks for having Beans.
Hi. Beans the cat.
Beans, the 9-week-old calico kitten.
Hi, Pumpkin. Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh, yes. Hello.
What's her name? Chickpea?
Beans.
Hi.
How old a kitten?
Gosh.
About 9 weeks.
Wow.
Hers is adorable.
Where did you come across this? Is it calico, they call
it? That is a calico.
Oh, look at her.
Well, not that long ago, Friday night, about 6 o'clock, we got a call from one of our neighboring businesses that says, we have a problem. There's a kitten up against our building that's terrified, and I can't catch her. She keeps moving. So headed over there, grabbed her, and the more we worked with her, it's like, okay, you're not hissy. You're not biting us. What is happening?
When the average person like me or that person can't capture a cat and they call you guys, can you reveal your secrets? How do you get it? You have traps and...
That's a
it's a secret. We can't reveal.
Is that a trade secret?
No, actually, I can reveal this trade secret because it's not something we have used in the past, but we used it for a dog, a small dog that had been running for over a month, and it worked. Walmart, thanks to having everything that you ever needed almost under the sun at Walmart, they had a net that was big enough so that you could bring it over that dog and now this kitten and not hurt him. And there was enough net to give. And if we go off the air, that's because someone's walking across the control board.
Oh, yeah, she's going to answer a call.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't listening to you at all, Robin. It just occurred to me my brain had wandered so far.
Okay, Reader's Digest version, net.
like a butterfly net or what kind of net?
It's like a swimming pool net.
Oh,
it's big enough. It's wide enough. So we dropped it over her head, and of course she's freaking out as I would if somebody dropped a net on my head.
She's beautiful.
I took it off of her head, and Tracy and I were looking at her, and I'm going, "She's not going to be hard to work with and tame down." So
she's adorable, and she's so cute. I wish she'd be a goo. Meow, meow.
Gray,
meow,
tan.
I will when I get scared.
A lot of white.
A lot of white, a lot of gray, and tan.
For such a young cat, she's fantastic demeanor. She's not out of her gourd with energy.
So, again, why she was shopping for furniture, we don't know.
Look at her candy cane little tail.
Adorable.
She has a long tail that flips at the end.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Platinum Easy Squeeze by Dawn? The soap that has no cap?
Okay. Yes.
You just squeeze it and no cat. You think they designed that after a cat's rear end? Somebody.
That could be because.
Somebody came up, this is an amazing product.
Because that Dawn is what, rescues and everything use.
Oh, yeah, the ducks.
You get the fleas and, fleas and you clean grease off. Yeah.
Aww.
Dawn's great.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Dawn Platinum Easy Squeeze. Clean to the squeak.
Okay, they want you to talk.
Can I ask a perhaps invasive question?
Why not?
Who pays the rent? I don't understand how these things work. You're all volunteers. You all work full-time jobs.
We have some retirees, but a lot of us work,
Who pays the rent?
Is that grants and donations, so generous public.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
I can't mention enough what Voice for Companion Animals does. You have, what's the meals program for?
Our Animeals program. Yep.
Animeals.
We help people that maybe kind of had a bad, hard time. We still help seniors and veterans some each month with food and supplies. People can come to the building on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Great. If we can, getting hard to kind of find some volunteers, it's kind of tough right now. A lot of people are working. A lot of people are paying bills and working. So
it's like a way, rather than take the animal out of the house, it's like a way to if we could keep them.
Yes. And we still have, thanks to the Greater Grand Island Community Foundation and one of the endowment funds donors there. We have the Happy Tails Fund. So if something is traumatic, an injury, parvo, something like that happened to your pet, we have access to that. We also have a lot of other groups that we work with that maybe we can get some funding and help that way.
Beans the kitten, so agile. Just jumped over my cup of coffee. Didn't touch it at all.
No. That's no, fantastic. And she went across your entire keyboard and didn't even spell a word.
Didn't. You should call you spell check.
Yeah, well, there you go. We have so many names for you.
Is this cat ready to be adopted?
No, we actually, she's got to get into the vet and get all of her kitty vaccinations and her preventative started. And, you know, then pretty soon, yes. As soon as we can get the vetting and get the thumbs up from our veterinarian, since all of our animals we have available are all vetted, she will be available too.
More with Robin Mays and the adorable adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals. Don't go anywhere.
France, man.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man.
Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
How many animals do you currently have?
About 25.
25.
And over the weekend, it was very quickly how they increase because I was saying this isn't who I was planning to bring today. I was planning to bring Scrappy. Scrappy was a surrender. She's a husky, we think shepherd, Australian shepherd mix. And we knew when she was surrendered, she was pregnant. So we planned on, from what we were told, it was going to be the end of July. She surprised us Saturday morning by giving us, are you going to drink coffee? Because that's going to stunt your growth.
She's drinking coffee.
So Scrappy.
It's coffee talk.
Cat's going to be out of her mind now.
Yeah, so much for catnip. Is that what's in there each morning?
Let me ask you that to switch gears. Is caffeine okay for an animal?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
So Scrappy had kittens.
Scrappy's a dog. Scrappy had...
Scrappy had puppies, not kittens.
If Scrappy had kittens,
Scrappy's a dog.
That's a whole nother show.
Are you sure you want to be in here?
We will be.
You're paying
on.
Attention like I'm paying attention.
That's a whole nother fundraiser right there.
Is Robin still talking? Where's the cat? What was another question I had?
How many puppies does Scrappy have?
Yes. Scrappy has 4 puppies. Aww. And so bringing her was not going to happen because right. We don't want her even. She'll go on walks and we'll give her her Scrappy time, but. We've got some puppies at the building that we're going to send to foster shortly because they're going to be able to grow and stretch their legs and have more room there. And then we're going to get them back and get them vetted and for adoption.
That's what you do with a candy cane tail.
That is a serious tail. And I just noticed the white spot on the end.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's stepping on all the keyboards. So far, we're still on the air.
So we're stepping, we're knocking. Now we're to the point where not.
Oh, there we go.
We're going to
here
go
she
off
goes.
Air.
Control board.
I need a there picture of that.
Yep.
Beanie. She says, oh, forget it. I am busy.
All right, don't go back there. We'll never get her back if she goes behind the.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
How are your pet food supplies? Dwindling?
Dog is really good. Cat, not so much. Between cat food, kitten food, and litter, that seems to be what we fly through because that seems to be a lot of the need. Right now. She is going to answer the phone. Oh, give me that big rubber band ball.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you're going to walk right by it.
Yeah, not interested.
All right.
Going back to the coffee.
Wait, he put stuff on us. I want that.
I want that soundboard.
It's my, the way I take pictures. Sometimes they're award winning. It's because I take 1,000.
Uh-huh.
One of them's got to be all right.
And, you know, and that's what I'm finding out. The photographers are saying, I take 1,000 pictures in to get that one.
Yeah, it's not like the old days where you have to pay for film.
That's right.
So you just keep snapping away.
That's right.
Beans is eating your plant.
Beans is eat, Beans, that's a big no. Thank you.
Hi.
But yeah, I've got pictures posted of at what point will Beans be available for adoption?
I would say maybe next week.
Interesting. Aww.
And what do? Just call you?
Yeah, you can call. They can come on Wednesdays or Saturdays between 10 and 2.
Voice for Companion Animals on Webb Road. Is it South Webb?
Yes, South Webb.
In Grand Island. The enjoyable, adoptable Beans. Pet of the week with Robin Mays and Voice for Companion Animals. Could we make this a regular segment?
We can make this a regular segment. I cannot promise what I'm going to bring next because obviously I don't know.
Okay, there were some longstanding rules. There's no snakes.
I don't like spiders or snakes. There will not
no spiders.
No.
And I'm going to add lizards. There's no need. You could describe a lizard if you need to adopt it, but we don't need to see it here.
No. There will be some interesting ones.
I appreciate all that you do, and within the next couple of weeks, let's make a fundraising date, maybe a Saturday morning, to raise dog food, cat food, pet supplies.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Deal.
Robin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Fransman.
Can I keep the cat?
Absolutely. Bye, Beans.
She's in the basket.
She's in the cubby.
She's in the basket.
Stay in the basket, and I'll take your picture.
No, we don't stay anywhere.
I have to work.
We don't stay anywhere.
Be any cuter.
Oh my gosh, right? Oh gosh, she's just so cute.
Platinum easy sweets.
Well, stop it. That's a visual we did not need.
It doesn't leak at all.
I'm a very intelligent person.
Waking up with Fransman, One Man Party in the Morning on the Island.